This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا يحيى خذ الكتاب بقوة وآتيناه الحكم صبيا وحنانا من لدنا وزكاة وكان تقيا. صدق الله العظيم. We concluded verse number 12 yesterday, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam. Of course, this was after the age where he was born, he was raised, he grew up, he was at a point of understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, O Yahya, khudh al-kitaba biquwa, embrace the book, and the reference to the book was the Torah. Wa ataynahu al-hukma sabiyya, we had blessed, favored, and endowed him with understanding in his childhood. In chapter 3, juz 3, the dua of Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam is, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyiba. O Allah, bless me with good offspring, noble offspring. Mutahharatan min lawthil ishtighali bisu, munfaridatan an iradatiha, muqaddasatan an shahwatiha. Wa dua bi qaydi tayyiba dalla ala anna al-istikhlaf min sharaitiha hadhihi sifat, la mahdhu kawnihi min dhurriyatihinna sabiyya. This is mentioned in Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Baghdadi, in which Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam implored Allah, O my Lord, bless me with noble offspring. What is meant by noble? One who's free from evil, from any form of wickedness, from any form of sin, vice, transgression. And it also indicates to us that when we find a successor, then the person that ought to succeed you is one who possesses qualities and not necessarily someone who is your biological son. Of course, he was the biological son of Zakariya alayhi salam. But there were certain criteria that he had met in terms of nobility, piety. La mahdu kawnihi min dhurriyatihin nasabiyya. It would not suffice for your son to assume the role and lead the people purely because he's from your bloodline, even if he does not possess the necessary attributes and qualities. Okay, so the point we focused on yesterday was embracing the book with firmness. So one is to hold the book and one is to hold it with firmness. Anything you're doing, if you're doing it with diligence, the results are far different. If you're holding on to the Quran occasionally, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. Are you embracing a portion of the Quran and rejecting a portion of the Quran? A person needs to do something thoroughly to see optimum results. And that is the injunction of the Quran that we need to hold on to. فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. Furthermore, in verse number 13, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, addressing the outstanding and salient qualities and attributes of Yahya alayhi salam, Allah says, وَحَنَانًا مِنْ لَدُنَّا وَزَكَى حَنَانًا. And he had compassion towards others. Wow, what a great quality. Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam had hanan. In chapter 3, juz 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Sayyidan wa hasuran wa nabiyan min as-salihin. That he was a leader, he was a noble person. Hasur, he did not incline towards indulgence. He did not incline towards comfort, luxury, enjoyment, etc. Hasur, he would abstain from everything. He didn't have a desire towards, you know, indulging in anything. This is how the scholars have made mention of it. Hananan, he had compassion towards others. And remember the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was the most kind of the entire creation. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam's kindness, his softness, his gentleness was displayed at every instance, to the point even when people were harsh and obstinate towards him, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam still would respond in a manner of kindness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with kindness. Hanan, this is an indication of his character. Hanan, kindness, wa zakatan, and purity. Purity from sins. So kindness in his demeanor, purity from his from sins. وَكَانَ تَقِيَّا, and he was abstinent. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not only bless him. Sometimes a person is desirous of a child and then he gets a child, and there are a lot of challenges with the child, be it the nature of the child, the demeanor of the child, the health of the child. There's complications, and may Allah make it easy for one and all. May Allah make it easy for one and all. But in the case of Zakaria alayhi salatu was salam, Allah blessed him in advanced age with a child, and this child was simply unique in every regard. To start off, he was the only one that had that name, and that name was given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, in verse 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. He was kind to his parents. Allahu Akbar. My brother out there, my young sister out there, and anyone and everyone that has parents, and I say the message to myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing and profiling the character of a Nabi, Allah speaks about his demeanor towards his parents. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, kindness to his parents. مَكْحُول, the great tabi'i, Shami origin, he used to say, بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ كَفَّارَةٌ لِلْكَبَائِرِ. Kindness to your parents would atone and expiate your major sins as well. Your major sins as well. So it is a great act of virtue. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I seen myself in Jannah, and then سَمِعْتُ صَوْتَ قَارِئٍ يَقْرَى. Suddenly I heard someone reciting Quran, meaning reciting on earth, but it was amplified in the heavens. كَذَلِكَ الْبِرْ. And this was regarding Nu'man radiallahu anhu. وَكَانَ أَبَرَّ النَّاسِ بِأُمِّهِ. Due to his dutiful nature to his mom, his recitation was amplified in the heavens. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah says, that during the period of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu, the value and the price of dates had soared. It had become very expensive. And Sayyidina Usama radiallahu anhu's mum had asked him for a date. So he immediately got onto the tree, he plucked out the dates, and he presented it to his mum. So someone said to him that, you know what, it had just not completed its absolute ripening. انظروا إلى ثمره إذا أثمر وينعه. If you would have just waited slightly longer, you would have got, received more, a better price and value for it. Like you would say, you know what, it's a sealed box and don't break the seal. It compromises the price, etc. So if you have the entire box, it's sealed, it's in its original packaging, you'll get more money and more value for it. Why didn't you wait till you could get an optimum value for it? And Sayyidina Usama radiallahu anhu said, my mum had requested from me dates at this moment. And to give my mum what she wants, when she wants, will earn me prime dua, prime dua. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill and infuse within us that passion to serve our parents. I often say in my talks, it's a quick and an easy formula to Jannah. And besides that, if you are kind and dutiful to your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you immensely in this world. So in verse 14 of Surah Maryam chapter 19, out of the 98 verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. That Yahya alayhi salam was kind to his parents, kind to his parents. Furthermore, the tale is coming of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And when he spoke in his childhood, what did he say? وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَتِي. And Allah has made me kind to my mom. Of course, in his case, there were no parents. There was only a mom and there was no dad. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. And he was neither rebellious nor disobedient. To the general creation, that's the preferred interpretation. So he was kind, soft, gentle towards his parents, and as a human towards general people, to the masses, he was not rebellious. He was not rebellious. In Tanwirul Adhan, it is mentioned, who is a rebellious person? الَّذِي يَقْتُلْ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبْ وَلَا يَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ عَاقِبَةِ الْأَمْرِ. A person who is very impulsive, a person who's very impulsive, in a fit of rage, in a fit of rage, he can either do something drastic or blurt something drastic. Where there's grave consequences. How often it's a moment of anger, you couldn't contain yourself, and then it's talaq. or you unfortunately assaulted a person and there is a court case and there is just ripple effects to this year. So there's a mention in Tanwirul Adhan, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. Rebellious and disobedient is a person who is impulsive, who on the moment just reacts to the situation. You know, we could elaborate on these amazing qualities and speak. Today people go for anger management and the rest of it. But subhanAllah, look at the outstanding salient qualities of a Nabi. And each Nabi is selected by the Almighty, and he is the cream of the creation. He is the cream of the creation. وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. Now in verse 15, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes the tale of Zakaria and Yahya alayhima min Allahi as-salatu wa taslim in this chapter 19, Surah Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wraps up and concludes the discussion by saying, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ وُلِدَ وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا. And may peace be upon him the day he was born, the day that he passed away, or he will pass away, and the day that he will be resurrected. So there are two interpretations, and both are quite easily understood. Salamun, meaning peace. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the entire galaxy as peace be upon those whom we have selected. Salamun ala Nuhin fil alameen. Salamun ala Musa wa Harun. Salamun ala Ilyasin. In different verses of the Quran, may peace, may blessings descend upon the prophets. While another interpretation is a amanum min Allahi. Amanum min Allahi yawma wulid. There is protection for Yahya on every instance, alayhi salam. More so on three instances. The day he was born. Now, the day a child is born is, of course, a day of joy, happiness, and excitement. But coupled with that joy, there is a challenge, there is a trial. And what is that trial? The authentic hadith of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَسْتَهِلُّ صَارِخًا مِنْ مَسِّ الشَّيْطَانِ. That when a child is born, the child cries because of devilish interference. And the devil says, well, I'm your enemy, and you would see how we would cross paths in life. Meaning, from the inception, from the birth of that child, the devil tries to make his mark and, have his negative influence. Salamun alayhi yawma wulid. But Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, like all the Anbiya, of course, were protected and are divinely protected from any form of devilish interference or indoctrination. So salamun alayhi yawma wulid. Amanum min Allah, protection from Allah for Sayyidina Yahya on the day he was born. Wa yawma yamut, and the day he will pass away. We all know, to an extent, the challenges of death, the intensity, the severity of death, and then what follows subsequent to that, and that's precisely what the scholars have written. The questioning in the grave, the intensity, the gravity, the challenges of the grave. Min fatanil qabr, the angels that will appear. Of course, a prophet is protected. A prophet is protected. A quick reflection. When we talk of the grave, we all know and understand that when we will be lowered into the grave, and Hafiz ibn Hajar rahimahullah has made mention about this in great detail in his risala, Al-Jawabul Kafi Anis Su'alil Khafi. Amazing. Al-Jawabul Kafi Anis Su'alil Khafi. A detailed explanation regarding a mysterious query or a subtle query. So when a person will be lowered into the grave, may Allah make it easy for me, my brother, may Allah make it easy for you, my sister. And then we would be asked that, مَا تَقُولُ فِي هَذَا الرَّجُلِ. What do you say regarding this man? Now, outwardly, apparently, if you look at the text of this question, it is very dry and somewhat abrupt. And these are the words of Hafiz ibn Hajar, rahimahullah. فَإِنْ قُلْتَ هَذِهِ عِبَارَةٌ خَشِنَةٌ لَيْسَ فِيهَا تَوْقِيرٌ وَلَا تَعْظِيمٌ قُلْتُ قُصِدَ بِهَا الْإِخْتِبَارِ لِأَلَّا يُتَلَقَّنْ تَعْظِيمُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ عَنْ تَرِيقِ الْقَائِلِ. Why would the angel ask the question so basic, so straightforward, so abrupt? What's your opinion of this man? And not add on the necessary respect and reverence in his address by asking the occupant of the grave, what is your opinion of the greatest human, the Prophet of the Almighty, or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And Hafiz Ibn Hajar replies and responds by saying, the reason why the question will be so basic, brief and comprehensive is because this is precisely the test. This is precisely the test. And if all the added titles will be to added on, then that itself would kind of release a hint to the answer. And remember, my brother and my sister, it's not what I know here that I will know at that time. We talk of a person in the state of panic and he forgets his home address. Basic thing like this here, or he forgets his phone number, or he was so confused and perplexed momentarily, he didn't know what is the password on his mobile phone, completely just caught off guard. Can you imagine you in your qabr, you are alone, the loneliness, the wahsha, the darkness at that time, and then now these two angels are there, Malakan, these two angels, Aswatuhuma Karra'di wa absaruhuma kalbarqi. Their voice is like thunder, their sight is like lightning, and you alone sitting in your grave and the question is going to be posed to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. So salamun alayhi, may the peace of Allah be upon Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, the day he passes away, and at the same time the other interpretation, protection from all the related challenges. Wa yawma yub'athu hayya, and on the day that he will be resurrected. And again, what is the challenge of the day of resurrection? Al-faza'ul akbar, the supreme horror. La yahzunuhumul faza'ul akbar wa tatalaqahumul malaika. In Surah Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that innal ladhina sabaqat lahum min al-husna, those for whom goodness has been decreed, they would be rescued from the supreme horror of the day of Qiyamah. Ibn Uyayna rahimahullah's verdict has been captured in Madarik al-Tanzil, in which Allama Nasafi writes, قَالَ ابْنُ عُيَيْنَا, Ibn Uyayna says, وَهَذِهِ أَوْحَشُ الْمَوَاطِنِ, and these three instances can be the most scary moments in the life of a person. Because if you look at it, you're moving into a different phase. The day you arrive on earth, you leave the womb of your mom and you've arrived on Mother Earth. The day you depart from this world and you move into the grave, right? آخر يوم من الدنيا أول يوم من الآخرة. The last day on earth and the first day in Akhira. And of course, the day that you will be resurrected. So that's it. That concludes the discussion of the tale, the narrative, the story of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with these amazing qualities and attributes. Even if we endeavor to take one out of each quality, right? So we spoke about softness. So even if somebody has the passion and has this amazing quality, great, wonderful, take this quality. The second quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about him was zakah, purity from sins. MashaAllah. The scholars have written that lam ya'si Allah, he never disobeyed Allah, nor did he even plan or intend to disobey Allah. Understand this here. This is just amazing. He abstained from the disobedience and he did not even go to the point of intending sin. La ilaha illallah. These are the friends of the Almighty. And then, of course, we gave a general address and a general encouragement, motivation and exhortation to one and all. And that is kindness to parents, kindness to parents. So if we are unable, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَحَلِيمٌ أَوَّاهٌ أَوَّاهٌ. Imam Qurtubi has written more than 10 meanings of Awwah, commonly translated as one who would cry, who would weep, who would turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll conclude on that note, and that's the message. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as we conclude the discussion on verse 15 regarding the aspect of Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted him protection at all instances, and in particular the three moments that are more scary than other times, meaning the time of birth, death and resurrection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us at the time of our death, when we are lowered into the grave. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that salam and aman, that peace and protection, the day we are resurrected. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa salli allahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.